Hello, my name is Hector Zamora. I'm an artist from Mexico City, but actually I live in São Paulo, Brazil.
It's a project for Liverpool.
For the Liverpool Biennial.
For Liverpool Biennial.
Speciale Biennale di Liverpool.
In Liverpool, for the Liverpool Biennial, I am showing the Synclastic Anticlastic piece that is a specific commission for the Liverpool Biennial. And this project is showed at Mine Island. It's a new development that is just next to the Merced River. The basic things of that project is that it's a very formal and mathematics study. I decided to work with two different kind of surfaces. One is synclastic and the other is anticlastic. Synclastic is the surfaces that are made with two curves, and these two curves are put perpendicular one to the other, and in that way you get like a cupola, you know. You have two curves, and these two curves are in the same direction. And yeah, the best example of a synclastic surface is like a cupola. Anticlastic is just the opposite. You have two curves, and when you have the other one used in the opposite direction, you can create surfaces like the hyperbolic paraboloids. And well, the synclastic anticlastic piece is based in a series of seven different steps transforming a synclastic surface in an anticlastic surface. And then I reproduce these surfaces using a very common technique in architecture to build concrete roofs, like these shell roofs that are very thin with concrete. And yeah, I use this technique in a small scale to produce these seven different shapes, and then to repeat using the molds that I produce for the production of the pieces. And for the space, because the space that we are using is really big, we decide to produce 160 pieces. It's very interesting how something that starts with a very formal and probably very hard formal concepts, then is getting a very organic and natural behaviors around this space. And also because it's made with concrete and it's basically suspended over you, it's like a little bit like a paradox. When you are thinking in concrete, you are thinking in something heavy, something not flexible, something that normally have to be straight and to make wall or ropes. And here you have these very organic shapes, a very thin. We are working with 15 millimeters of thickness, like flying over you, these concrete structures. It's very interesting how this material is getting these new concepts of lightness, flexibility. And yeah, I think that also this is a very important part for this piece. I love this kind of technical things. I have some studies in structural geometry. I love mathematics, but at the same time, I love nature. I love organic things. And at the end, I think that structural geometry is based in the studies of how is the behaviors of the force in the natural way. It's not to fight with the to put something up, is more to understand how to make in the more organic and economy way. And yeah, these kind of geometries are part of that, are trying to find a way to create something that is not really fighting with the force, is more working with them. ¶¶ Probably for some people could be, because when you are inside of this shelter plaza in Man Island, if you are afraid of birds, you can feel really that something is arriving, and yeah, it could be dangerous to be just in between all these birds or manta rays around you. I think it's, of course, it's like an invasion, because this space before was empty and was designed to be empty, and now it's full of these shapes flying around. The project that I developed for the Venice Biennale was more ambitious in the way that was trying to create something more connected with the history of Venice. And here is more like in this specific context, just between these two buildings, just to start a dialogue with this architecture, because it's interesting that this is probably the only piece that is developed in a new building. I think all the other parts of the Liverpool Biennale exhibitions are in old buildings, and this is a new development that means a lot for this city, and then still under construction, and then you have these things like looks a little bit like a dust of the construction. Yeah, you can start to have different ways to read the piece in this specific context, and I think that yeah, you will get some more formal than conceptual connection with the Enciame di Dirigibili. The work was trying to touch and play a little bit with the fiction and getting real, and yeah, of course, because I think Venice has this kind of things. Venice is the place where almost everything can happen, and I was trying to use and touch these kind of things. The project was really more in touch with the city, with the reality of that place, than the project that I am developing here. Here I think that I was like going back and doing a formal exercise. Of course, that's during my conversation with Lorenzo and with the Biennale team. At the beginning, I was trying to find a way to be with more full contact with the city, but at the end, well, probably, I don't know, but United Kingdom could be a little bit more rigid. And of course, my work used to try to find some room between the laws that are keeping the public space stable. But sometimes these rules can be also against to my works, and also against to the citizens that used to live, because they sometimes are getting very freeze, you know, and very rigid, very heavy, you cannot be out of. For my work is like the first thing that I need to decide, that I'm probably the more important, to find the correct space, because after find the correct space, you will start to create a history. And yeah, of course that I am very interested in concept like to not specifically about the borders, more about how you can break these borders. Because I am not thinking in the borders where I am working. I am more interested in how you can spread the work far from the physical and conceptual borders that you have when you are working in one space. It's more interesting to have this possibility, this organic way to work, than to thinking, okay, I have this and I will work only with this space. But sometimes, of course, you don't get these possibilities. And then, when I don't have these kind of possibilities, because the laws, because you have many, many variables when you are working in public space, okay, I used to fix my idea in the space that is available. ¶¶ Actually, I will be honest with you, the space that now is with my work was not the first idea. I remember that talking with Lorenzo the first time we were there, we were saying, oh, this is the last option that any artist will get, because we were used when it was very at the beginning of the construction, was empty, you could not understand exactly. And also the architecture is very hard and this very contemporary architecture, walls, windows, black, gray, and that's it. You don't have any dot of color. Then during our conversation and discussions, we start to try to find some possibilities. And then in some moments that we could not get the exactly and clear idea and agreement, I remember that Lorenzo sent me an image of that space. Well, this space is still available and will be ready for the opening. If you like to propose something for there, well, we will be very happy. And he was proposing me another spaces that was not really interesting for me. And then I saw that space. I made a photo montage and I say, what do you think? Probably we can make this piece in a large scale and have conversation with this new architecture. And at that moment, Lorenzo say, okay, go ahead, let's do that. And yeah, we start to work. Probably could be also some metaphors about how the rigid laws of the public space in United Kingdom could keep some ideas out of the reality. You cannot go ahead because you have not the right to do that at the public space. And then if you find some room in a space that is not public, because it's public but it's from somebody, it's not from the city council, and yeah, there you have enough freedom to make something. Here inside you can do whatever you like, almost whatever you like. But if you go just after the glass, you will need probably a nightmare of permissions to make something. Sometimes, not always, I used to work with wind, with air. Well, this time I was not expecting to have a lot of wind because we are in this covered plaza and it's almost isolated of the wind. But it's very interesting that when they open the doors, automatic doors, to go inside of this space, the wind can go through the whole space, and some of the pieces can start to have some small movements, and yeah, this of course helps a lot to the sensation of something that is really flying alive. But it was not really something that I was looking for. From the beginning, we were thinking in have this space in that way because seeing classic, anti-classic is impossible for outdoor spaces. But yeah, when you are working outside, outdoor, in public space, even that this is not a public space, you also need to consider the nature to know what can happen with your work if you experiment rain or wind or... yeah, all these kind of things. Okay, Hector, I think that this is not in the correct position. Please move like this. And I say, okay. I like to have this kind of interaction with the people that is helping me to work. I used to listen. And normally they used to say things that are right. And yeah, I used to follow that. Yeah, and it's also funny to work with people from here because, well, my English is not really good and the accent from here is really like, what?